Hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University, and this is Free Voices. We join you here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. We volunteer on the unceded traditional ancestral territory of Coquitlam, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish Nations. Listen online at CJSF or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media or learn more on our website at cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. I'm your host, Celia, and joined with co-host Fahima. Hello, Fahima.
Hello,
production manager.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Yes, production manager for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society.
So lovely to be here.
Thank you. We also have guest Wegedusk, the high diving champion for Canada, and Squaich Sheklek, survivor of fires, floods, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and stage 4 blood cancer, also known, he's from Gwashkana, BC, also known as Nicola Valley, BC.
Excellent.
And Mary, our Office of Public Relations, there's more,
yes,
of Public Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. She's joining us as well. And a special interview with guest Elizabeth, SFU political science major, minor in publishing, and one of our volunteer heroes at CGSF here. We want to give a special shout out to the graduates today, their teachers and all guests. We notice that there's a graduation ceremony going on. Lovely to feel the excitement in the air up here, and congratulations on all your achievements and this special day. Our subject today is on leadership. We will be right back after our first song, Kodu Zuku, and we're just going to line it up here. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus, SFU Community Radio from SFU. Welcome back. We're going to be getting Wekadesk on the phone in a little bit. We're going to be getting Wekadesk on the phone shortly to help us with breathing and getting this, getting into a relaxed mode for the show. And while we're waiting to get a hold of him, I wanted to do a quick
radio station 778782.
We're fledglings. We're learning how to use all the controls here. We're very dangerous. We're going to talk with our guest, Elizabeth. I don't know if we'll get a hold of Wekadesk maybe later, but welcome, Elizabeth.
Hello, happy to be here.
Yeah. Elizabeth is one of our special guests here, and as I was mentioning earlier, is a political science major and a publishing minor,
yes.
Both from SFU.
I'm almost done, and I've very much enjoyed it. Very rewarding degree, yeah.
Excellent. And then also volunteering with CGSF.
Absolutely. I was staff briefly, and then I loved it so much they couldn't get rid of me, so I just keep volunteering.
That's so great. That's so lovely. I mean, and for those of you out there, you may be aware, but I wanted to share just in case that this is the community radio here up at SFU, CGSF, all the different shows, is mainly volunteer-driven, primarily volunteer-driven. And we do have there is a core staff up here as well, as you were saying, Elizabeth. And in the next little while, there's going to be a fund drive because there is a need to finance all of this. And so we'll be in the next little while, you'll be hearing about that as well. But tell us a little bit more about your schooling or your work with CGSF.
Sure. So I am pursuing my degree at SFU. I very much like political science. One of the reasons that I chose political science is because I care very much about our government and the way that society interacts with each other in an organized social contract way. And I believe firmly that part of the social contract that we all sign of being cooperative with each other in society also involves loving each other and giving back to the community as well. So it's not just about doing your job and getting your degree and paying your taxes, right? It's mm-hmm. It's giving back to the community as well. It's finding something that you care about, something that you feel really matters to you, and then and putting your heart and your energy into that as well. So, while I've been pursuing my degree, I've also been volunteering here with the radio. I also firmly believe in freedom of the press and freedom of the arts, funding of the arts, and freedom of expression as well. It was a no-brainer for me to join the community radio and be here as an active volunteer.
I was just listening to what you were saying, and it's to me, one thing that's really interesting is that sometimes by giving, there's that unexpected that you receive and give at the same time. And that I don't know about you, but I find I volunteer in other parts of my life. Oh, I'm a volunteer here too, but I volunteer in other parts of my life, and it just makes life so juicy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, it's so rewarding. Absolutely. Even when you're not going into it for the purpose of reward.
Exactly. It can be an unexpected surprise of how rich it makes. And like you, I think we were talking earlier, I was a bit preoccupied there, but we were talking earlier, and I think you were saying all the different friendships and connections that you've made.
Oh, absolutely.
In doing the work too. And I do just, it's just such a nice counterpoint to the, to the isolation and disconnection that people can sometimes feel in their life, or loneliness even, right?
So for sure, absolutely. I mean, I hear a lot of the time people complaining about Vancouver being such a lonely city.
Yes.
Which, honestly, in a lot of ways it is, but there's these pockets of love and community, and I've absolutely found that at CGSF. If I'm speaking to any SFU students here, it's hard to make friends in classes, and it's a commuter campus, so it's hard to if there's nothing really happening on campus anymore, it's hard to make friends. But there are pockets of of community to be found if you try and look for it. And CJSF always has an open door to any and everyone that is likes music, likes radio, wants to participate in giving back to the community, or even just wants a cool place to hang out and talk to good people that care about the community.
Yeah, and I went to SFU many moons ago, and it's also changed. I see that the school, university, or maybe it's the student union. I'm not sure exactly, but I noticed that there's a lot more. It does seem that there's more effort put into different ways to people to have casual engagements. So, like, I've seen the little, it's not out yet, but last year they had like little fire pit things up in the open, quadrangle
called?
Yeah,
the academic quadrangle.
Yeah, there we
yes.
go.
Yeah.
And then there was some chess boards out at one point, and I've heard music and the lighting, and the whole ambiance just really supports the idea of more people connecting with other people and stuff. When I came up here, it was I think Frank Lloyd George, who was it, the designer of the university, the architect, famous architect?
Yes,
Very modernistic, very...
Brutalist.
Brutalist.
Concrete.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, I was here for, you know, getting my goal of getting my education and stuff. But, you know, really, I think there's a lot to be said for the efforts that have been made either by probably a combination of the student union people, you know, creating things. And I've seen CGSF do some things. They had karaoke a week or two ago.
Yes.
All of these things add little glimmers to life.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's super important when there is a community of, forgive my lack of memory of remembering the exact population of SFU, but I believe it's upwards of 20,000.
Yeah, it's a village.
If not reaching
30. Not even a village. We're kind of getting into city town.
Yes,
almost.
Yeah. And I feel like the community would be amiss if it didn't try to start such community events, right?
Yeah, and I would say too that if you're walking around feeling like you're all alone, even though you're surrounded by a bunch of people, just know that there's a lot of other people feeling that same way.
Absolutely.
You're not alone, even though you think you're alone. And that, you know, I would encourage people to, you know, be alone together, but also to take those risks. Like even at the bus stop, and you were talking about being a commuter university campus, I've seen people, you know, there's the typical thing of looking and everybody's looking at their phones. But at the same time, I've also seen little conversations break out when I've been driving past and stuff. And it's just like there's so many other opportunities as well if people really want to connect and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shine a bit of sunshine.
Exactly.
And
you know what? No harm, no foul. You go say hello to someone and they ignore you. Oh, well, it's okay. It's like fishing, you know. Just put the line out again and you never know, right?
Totally.
And it's that mystery of not knowing exactly where the conversation will go and so, or what kind of connection happens. And so our topic today is leadership. And that's a very hefty topic, but we purposely made it very broad so that we could, you know, people can take it in different directions. And I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on that.
I think when we were discussing before the show to tie it in sort of into political science and what I've been studying, I think leadership is it's a very complex topic when you really start to dissect it. Because when we talk about what really does make a leader or what makes what qualifies as leadership, it can be taken, I think. One of the major dissections one can make is what does a leader do to stay in power, and what do they have to do to get a vote or get support, or outside of politics as well, what do they have to do to get a following of people behind them? Versus then also what makes a leader a good leader, right? What mm-hmm. makes them act morally well, or acting in the interest of the people that follow them as well. And I think that's an extremely important distinction that people have to be willing to research and criticize sometimes, especially.
And that includes challenging our own thoughts,
absolutely.
Too, sometimes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Is to take a look at strongly, like, who am I following and what are they doing? And do I believe in what they're doing? And do they really believe in me and what they're acting for? Yeah. Or
yeah.
How and, are they holding that power?
Yeah. And of course, add the extra layers of spin and algorithms and everything else. And it's like, okay, what's true? What's not true? There's a lot of subjectivity anyhow, but where can I go for factual information that is credible, and where, you know, how do I know what to distinguish between things? So when we think we are assessing something, am I able to make an evaluation based on good information?
So. Absolutely. One would hope that our leaders are full of credible information as well.
Yes.
That they're trustworthy.
But we're human, you know. Yeah, we got all absolutely. We got the whole spectrum of of our nature in us. So
that's when leadership in other aspects comes through as well, though, because you get the leadership of journalism as well. That freedom of journalism is able to lead people's critical thinking, is able to give people, especially when, you know, the average person is so exhausted with everything else that's happening in their life. How are they supposed to dedicate hours and hours?
That's
of their
the
lives
other
to,
thing. There is yeah. a lot. There's a lot of factors that are playing into how people are navigating their worlds, for sure.
Absolutely.
Including just keeping our heads above water with the busyness and stuff.
So leadership is such a multifaceted thing. A lot of it comes down to trust, a lot of it comes down to intention, and trusting the
Let's
leader.
Say track record too.
Track record, for sure.
We all record. Can make mistakes in our lives, so don't just say, oh well, if someone made a mistake or they didn't do something great in this area, it means they're totally a write-off. But if there's a pattern track record that doesn't reflect or align with our deepest values, our deepest, most virtuous values, then, you know, it's important to pay attention to that.
Absolutely.
And prioritizing what's most important, what we feel is most important. Fahima, I just want you to know, I want to recognize that we've been not paying attention to Fahima or including her in the conversation, but I do want to say, like, I know we're behind the scenes here organizing a show, so I didn't want to leave you out.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So, and you know, I just wanted to open it up to you if you wanted to share anything about leadership that you'd like to share with the audience.
Absolutely. When the time is coming of the rejection, you know, and we receive the pain, rejection, unwanted, that is the time you recognize, you have to recognize you are a leader. You're not thinking like anybody else. You're not acting or copy from anyone. And at this stage, we have to control our emotion and walk with the destiny and the mission that we are focusing. Just focus on the purpose of the life, your goal, and controlling the emotion and rejection, pain, fear, weakness, these are all together. And that is the time you recognize that you are just so powerless. Just remember one thing, the confidence leading to the leadership. Having hope, having purpose, having mission, and just focusing on your own talent and intelligence, and that is the time you are the leader.
Right.
And basically, the leadership, no one is born as a leader. We are born, and we were yesterday the babies, we arrived. And this is the journey. We have to gather all the experience, positive thought, and we recognize as a leader, especially the leader that are running the countries and the politician, I really encourage them with the confidence that they get. The confidence is coming to them because of the citizen of the country. Citizen of the country are the one running the wheel of the country like a train. And we as a citizen, we chose them because of the confidence, education, and their leadership. We appointed them just to become a leader of the country. And I hope and the wishes and my prayers to all leaders of all country to think and accommodate the peace. And I wish the peace for Canada and the whole world. Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love the start. I love many parts of what you said, but the part thank about you. Self, the beginning, starting with self. I didn't know where you were going with the starting out with rejection. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. But really, that those other that using having our own North Star of sorts
yes.
is really important, and that's that was a really struck me, and. Yeah, it's just that's so important. It's sort of the fundamental piece of starting with yourself. And the one thing I was going to say, too, is that you were talking about, like, we're not born with leadership. Confidence is also similar in the sense mm-hmm. that confidence is an important ingredient. But I was even thinking last night, I was in a leadership situation last night at a board meeting, and I'm a chairperson of a board. And, you know, we had to contend with some fairly important issues that people had really different opinions about, but that are very passionate about. And so, you know, occasionally we can be, instead of being tough on the problem, sometimes we can get a little, you know, spicy, let's just say. And so I was quite nervous going into that leadership role, because I know one of my jobs is to try to not control people, but to frame and manage things in a way that it creates that space for people to have a productive meeting. And I didn't go in with confidence. You know, I did not go in with confidence. I went in, earlier in the day, I was like Piglet. You know, I was like, oh, what's going to happen? And I have a good imagination. So it was like, oh, this could happen, that could happen, catastrophizing. But there was another, it's almost also being comfortable with some level of unknown, that I can't totally know how everybody is going to step into the situation. Mm-hmm. And I can't be overly responsible for that. I can set the frame and have confidence and faith in knowing that as a group, whatever happens, we can regroup even later. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that type of thing. So the confidence that came was actually after the meeting, when things went, you know, there was some challenging moments in the meeting, but at the end of the meeting was where the confidence came in, because I went, oh, because it becomes evidence that, oh, we had some spicy moments and we made through the meeting, and I had that clarity of how I was going to try to keep the framework and hold that, and it worked. So I'm just relating that personal story because, you know, if we wait for confidence and this and this and this to happen before we step into some leadership, sometimes we miss an opportunity mm-hmm. for that leadership. And sometimes things crash and burn. It's okay, because there's always another opportunity that will come up. Of course, we don't want to crash and burn.
You know? But we are all learning.
That's the thing, too.
It's the learning process.
That's the thing, too.
In this mission of
yeah.
the life.
So we basically can put a lot of unnecessary extra pressure on the situation, which doesn't necessarily support the outcome even. So, yeah.
Yeah, so true. And that's also why it's important to have that North Star as a leader as well, and to have not just something that drives you to be a leader, but also the morals and values that
yes.
show you how to treat those people that you're mm-hmm. leading as well, right? When you're in a leadership position and trying to put out some spicy fires, right? It's not just about like what is my job here and how do I manage the meeting, but also how do I bring these people together down the fire.
Exactly. And yeah. knowing that everybody around the table cares very much. So remembering that and remembering, like, seeing that piece while the spiciness is going on mm-hmm. is really important, because it helps to kind of create that clarity of coming back mm-hmm. into a framework.
And so that's what gets you the track record as a reliable leader as well.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I think we might be ready for another song. Our next song, let's just say, what's our next song? Just a moment here.
Lee Highway Blues by
there
Michael
we go.
Cleveland.
There
the
we
Flame
go.
Keeper.
Yes. So we're going to go to this song, and we'll be right back with some more contributions.
Yes.
Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the only lick I know.